Bedtime Bites presents The Dog Who Learned to Read. Nico was a scruffy brown dog with one ear that flopped forward and one ear that stood straight up. He lived in a cozy cottage at the edge of Whistlewood Village with his best friend, a girl named Lily, who loved books more than anything in the whole wide world. Every evening, Lily would curl up in her squishy purple armchair with a stack of books taller than a birthday cake. Nico would rest his chin on her knee and listen as she read aloud. He loved the way her voice danced through stories about brave knights, silly penguins, and magic trees that grew chocolate chip cookies. But there was one problem. When Lily went to school, Nico was left alone with all those wonderful books, and he couldn't read a single word. "If only I could read," Nico sighed one morning, staring at a book called The Incredible Flying Hamster. "Then I wouldn't have to wait all day to find out what happens next." Just then, something remarkable occurred. A tiny mouse wearing spectacles and a red vest popped out from behind the bookshelf. "Did someone say they wanted to learn to read?" squeaked the mouse, adjusting his glasses. Nico's tail began to wag so hard his whole body wiggled. "Yes! Yes! Can you teach me?" "I'm Professor Whiskers," said the mouse with a formal bow. "I've taught 17 rabbits, 3 parakeets, and 1 very determined turtle to read. I suppose I can teach a dog too." And so the lessons began. Professor Whiskers started with the letter A. He drew it in the dust on the windowsill. A is for apple, for adventure, for absolutely anything. Nico studied it carefully, his nose twitching with concentration. Next came B. B is for books, for bedtime, for biscuits, said the professor. Day after day, while Lily was at school, Nico and Professor Whiskers worked through the alphabet. The mouse would scurry across the pages, pointing at letters with his tiny pink tail, and Nico would sound them out. C-C cat, Nico barked proudly. "Excellent," cheered Professor Whiskers. "Though perhaps a bit less volume. The neighbors will think someone's teaching alphabet to a foghorn." Some letters were tricky. Nico kept getting P and B mixed up, and Q looked far too fancy with its curly tail. But the professor was patient, and Nico was determined. After 3 weeks, something magical happened. Nico looked at the words in The Incredible Flying Hamster, and they didn't look like squiggles anymore. They looked like words. The hamster built a machine. Nico read slowly, his heart thumping with excitement. "I'm reading. Professor Whiskers, I'm really truly reading." The little mouse wiped a tear from behind his spectacles. "I knew you could do it, my boy." That evening, when Lily came home from school, she flopped into her purple armchair looking sadder than a rain cloud. "What's wrong?" Nico whimpered, nuzzling her hand. "I have to read aloud in front of my whole class tomorrow," Lily said. "I'm so nervous, Nico. What if I mess up? What if I read too quietly? What if I'm boring?" Nico's floppy ear twitched. He had an idea. He trotted over to the bookshelf and carefully pulled out a book with his teeth. It was Lily's favorite, The Dragon Who Was Afraid of Fire. Then, and this was the part that made Lily's eyes grow as round as plates, Nico opened the book with his paw and began to read aloud. "Once upon a time, there was a dragon named Spark." "Nico," Lily gasped. "You can read?" Nico's tail wagged proudly. He continued reading, and even though he went slowly and stumbled over words like frightened and magnificent, Lily listened with wonder shining in her eyes. When he finished the first page, Lily hugged him tight. "That was amazing. And you know what? If you can learn to read, Eve, and though you're a dog,